last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Well, we have been discussing about the common points between the event of Ashura and the Mehtaviyyat. We discussed the common point is to fight ignorance, establish Islamic government, reviving the concept of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. We discussed social justice, we discussed social reforms, and then we discussed the concept of fighting innovations. Dr. Alavi, you said fighting innovations. Imam Hussein al-Islam, when he did the uprising, he would fight the innovations that were, there were things that were existing over there. Like you said, the concept of Khilafah was changed into the kingdom thing, which was against the rules of Islam. And there were many more things that Imam Hussein al-Islam stood for. So how do we connect this concept with Mehtaviyyat?
Exactly. Yes, we have said that Imam Hussein al-Islam said that based on what he heard from his grandfather, the Prophet of Islam, that whenever you have seen a person adding or subtracting something in the religion, you have to fight him. And this was a duty of the Islamic Ummah or any duty bound. Basically, by far, the duty of the Imam of the society to fight with the bid'ahs or innovations. The same thing happens to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because in a hadith, we have that at the time of the advent of Imam, he will do the same things that the Prophet did. And he will invalidate all the bid'ahs and innovations. As the Holy Prophet actually cut the roots and the bases of ignorance and jahiliyyah. And it's as if he is creating and building Islam from anew. So if this hadith is enough for us to tell that how actually developed the bid'ahs are at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So the same way that happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So this is again very beautiful to know that both of these noble imams, after creating or after establishment of a government, after bringing justice and spreading social justice among them, and after fighting with bid'ahs, see, step by step. After fighting with the bid'ahs, they can find no way to pay allegiance to the taghut of their time.
Yes, okay.
And this is the next common factor between Imam Hussein.
Another.
In the government of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says when Yazid comes to power, he sends a group to Medina and asks them to take bay'ah from Imam Hussein, allegiance. And Imam answers them, Yazid, Rajul al-Fasiq, Sharib al-Khamr, Qatil al-Nafs. And at the end, he says, I cannot pay allegiance to some person like this, a person who drinks wine, a person who is a corrupt person. A person like me will never ever pay allegiance to a person like him.
Yazid.
You see, this is the state of Imam and the common factor between Imam Mahdi and Imam Hussein. Because we have again in a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam says that يَبْعَثُ الْقَائِمُ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنُقِهِ بَيْعَةٌ لَأَحَدٍ. That when Imam alayhi salam actually arrives, there is no allegiance of any person on his shoulder. Anyone means that he is by himself.
Yeah.
Because he's going to introduce, as I said, he's going to introduce Islam anew, paying allegiance to whom?
Yeah, so what would he refrain from? Take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about the concept, a common concept, that is to refrain from paying allegiance to Tharud in the time of Imam Hussein al-Islam and in the time of Imam Mahdi at Allah ta'ala faraja. Dr. Alavi, you discussed what does it mean to refrain from paying allegiance to Yazid in the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? But when there is no one to pay allegiance in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, what do we mean and how do we say this is a common point?
At the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there was a government.
Yeah.
There was a so-called Muslim government, right?
Yeah.
Islamic government.
Yeah.
At the time of the advent of Imam, can we say that there is no Islamic government? Definitely, there will be some governments, as we can see now in different parts of Islamic territories. There are lots of government.
Yeah.
But will they accept, and we know that Imam will reappear, inshallah, from Mecca. So don't you think that he needs to pay allegiance to the people, to the government that is ruling there or not? No, I don't want to name any government here, but I want to say definitely there will be some government at the time that he arrives.
And the history gets repeated. There's also
the same tyranny, the same ignorance, the same corruption, the same oppression is being seen in lots of, unfortunately, so-called Muslim government.
Yeah.
So the same will happen, and Imam is not going to pay allegiance because they have to come and pay allegiance. All Muslims should go to pay allegiance with Imam. Supposedly, inshallah, hopefully, we are going to be in among the followers and let's say companions of Imam. Let's take it for granted, inshallah, that we are accepted. And then even, is it Imam to pay allegiance with our government, even if we are as the waiter of Imam? Or we have to pay allegiance to Imam?
It's we who has to, definitely.
So, but oppressors of the time, rulers of oppression and corruption, are waiting for the Imam to come, for example, to pay allegiance with them, right?
All right.
So the same way that Yazid
was waiting
for Imam to come and Imam did not accept. So this hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam refers to that. That I want to make, to find another common point between the companions of Imam.
Before we discuss another next point, what is the common point between the two events, the event of Ashura and the event of Mahdaviyat, I will take a short break and come back, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're discussing about the common points between the event of Ashura and Mahdaviyat. Yes, Dr. Alavi, what was the next point we're going to discuss?
Yeah, the next point that I wanted to refer to was the common point that we can find between the uprising of Imam or the, concept of the event of Karbala or Ashura and the Mahdavi is the companions of these two noble existences, noble Imams. Imam, the companions of Imam Mahdi and the companions of Imam Hussein. It is famous that Imam Ali Salam, Imam Hussein Ali Salam said that, okay, I do not know any loyal companions than my own companion and even companions better than them. Look, we know that when Imam says something like this, it means that he knows that in the course of history there won't be any companions like that.
Okay.
So does it mean that they are even higher in rank than the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Some say yes. We want to find this common point between these two. So the best of ashab can be the ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the best of companions. And some ashab of Imam Mahdi, companions of Imam Mahdi are praised also in different riwayat.
Yeah.
But who are prior to the others? It's a beautiful, comparison between these two, that those who defended Imam and those who helped Imam in the issue of Karbala, they knew definitely that they will be martyred.
Okay. They were pretty sure about
that. They're pretty sure that they are martyred.
Okay.
And it's beautiful to know. They were not only what we say that pure Shias. No, there were some Christians among them. There were some, let's say, Uthmani among them, those who were after the blood of Uthman to take revenge of what happened to Uthman. So it means the circle of companions of Imam
was not only of Shias.
Limited to the Shias of the time, right?
So can we expect that the companions
exactly,
of Imam...
Exactly. This is the point that we are going to reach.
Okay.
So we are not waiting for the companions of Imam Zaman alayhi salam to be only Shias.
Okay.
We have in narrations that even Jesus the Prophet will come and tell them this is... And he says prayers behind the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So the Christians definitely will join Imam. They will be among the followers and let's say... companions of Imam. The reason for priority of the companions of Imam Hussein is that followers and companions of Imam Zaman, they are still in hope. They are ready for Shahada, for martyrdom.
Okay.
But there is still a hope of staying alive and actually finding the beauty and enjoying the sweetness of life in his government after being established.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But those...
In the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
Oppressed, actually, those oppressed companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all of them were martyred. But this martyrdom, inshallah, will be compensated in the day of judgment for them. And inshallah, hopefully, we have at the time of Raj'ah reference and return to this world, they will come and find the sweetness of government of Imam Hussein at the time of Raj'ah.
You remind me one of the lines that says... I said to myself, I wish I was among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Ya laytani kunna ma'ak. Fawza fawzan azima. So we are wishing, we are telling him. Look, we don't have such a thing. We wish to be among the companions of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
But all days and all du'as we say, Ya laytani kunna ma'akum.
Yeah.
I wish we were among you, we were with you.
Yes, yes. It said that the line says that I wish I was among the companions of Imam Hussein al-Islam. I wish I was there to fight with Imam Hussein al-Islam. A voice came to my ears and said, there is a Hussein of your time. You can still be a companion. And the name of the Hussein of your time is Imam Mahdi. Ajallah ta'ala faraja.
Mm-hmm.
To come back to our discussion, we're talking about the common points between the event of Karbala and Mahdaviyat. So we discussed fighting ignorance, we said establishment of Islamic government, reviving the concept of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, we said social justice, we talked about social reforms, fighting bid'ah or innovations, and then refraining to pay allegiance with Taghut, and we also discussed about the companions. So what next do we have on this tour?
The next is that avenging or revenging from the killers of Imam Hussein and from the tyrants of the time. Look, those who were with Imam Hussein, the companions who were with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they came to take revenge of the right that was reserved from Imam Hussein alayhi salam with the motto of Ya Hussein.
Okay.
All of them who were in the battlefield of Karbala, they said they went to the front and saying, Ya Hussein, and they started the war. And they did good war, and they killed lots of those
in the
front of Batil, the opposite front. They killed many of the opposite front, right?
Yeah.
The companions of Imam and the companions and the loyal companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come to avenge and revenge the blood of Imam al-Hussein, but with the motto of Ya Latharat al-Hussein. Though they have been saying Ya Hussein, but they will be saying Ya Latharat al-Hussein.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are going to take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein. And his own companions were going to take the revenge of the right that was reserved from Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay.
So even in this point, we can find a sort of commonality between the event of Karbala, a relationship between Imam Hussein and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
And again, in Ziyarat al-Ashura, we read that, inshallah, may Allah give us the tawfiq and give us this chance to be at the service of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, to defend you and to take the revenge of your blood.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us.
You're welcome, sister.
Inshallah, may Allah give us that opportunity to be among the real companions of Imam Mahdi al-Islam, to follow all the guidelines that are being said with our words, with our actions. Thank you so much to our listeners for being with us. You were listening to IIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair.